Catherine Morrison began her career as a social worker, but she soon transitioned into a law career that included countless acts of caring and advocacy. She has struggled with MS for the past 25 years, but her son, Ben Sparks, says that she never let that slow her dedication. Morrison now has dementia, and she's no longer able to continue her work, but her son, Ben, is doing something to honor her legacy. Ben Sparks is from St. John's, but he currently works in Ottawa, and that's where I reached him.
My mother was always very active in politics, and I can remember always having conversation in our house about the news or what was going on, and so she was always very passionate about that, and she was a lawyer by training, and always very involved, and unfortunately she's not able to keep being involved anymore, and so I've decided that I want to do something about that and continue the work that she started. So that's what I'm hoping to do with the scholarship, is to encourage other young people to get involved and to become a part of our political process.
And when you informed the public about this, you kind of said that, you know, this is something that your mom has felt very passionate about for 25 years. Tell us a little bit about her journey with this and how the scholarship picks up where she left off.
Yeah, so I mean, her story is a little unique. She was born in PEI, moved out to BC, and she was originally a social worker in Vancouver, and I think that probably set the stage for her. I mean, her parents were political, but I think she really got to see a lot of troubling things while she was a social worker and wanted to make a difference, and I think that's why she ultimately decided to go and practice law. She was very active, like I said, in local politics and federal politics, and she also volunteered for charitable organizations and was just really an advocate for making society, I guess, more fair and helping people. Unfortunately, she was diagnosed with MS, but that didn't stop her for a long time. She continued, even when she wasn't able to work anymore, she continued to advocate and to donate to charities and to be involved in her community as best she could. Unfortunately, now she's got dementia, which has been brought on by her MS, and so she's not really able to continue that work, which I've been struggling with for the last little while, but I just decided to do something about it. I mean, she inspired me to sort of study politics and to take that field. But I'm hoping that I can encourage some other young people, particularly from Newfoundland and Labrador, to get involved.
How does it feel for you to carry on the legacy?
I mean, somebody asked me why I'm doing this now. A lot of these scholarships kind of tend to get started as memorial scholarships after somebody's passed away. And yeah, I don't know why now particularly, but I really feel that it's an important moment in Newfoundland political history, in Canadian politics, and of course in the world. And I think we need to do a better job, like I said, of educating young people about civic education and about our political system. And what better time than to do it now, while my mother is still around to appreciate it, and while I can make a difference, and while we can get people interested and involved in this. So I mean, it feels a little bit weird, but I've received lots of lovely messages from people. Some people I haven't heard from in years have reached out and donated. So it's been really lovely to hear that reaction, I'm really happy that it's received the reaction that it has so far, including this. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, very kind. That is Ben Sparks speaking about a scholarship that he set up as to honor his mother's living legacy. And if you'd like to know more about this, you can visit morrisonscholarship.ca.